Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K, and it's February 21st. Time for my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants Raves and all of Rave Radio podcasts are brought to you by Mitsubishi Electronics. You can find them at MitsubishiElectronics.com. And of course, if you're heading to the Digital Signage Expo, they'll be there exhibiting. I want to talk to you about two home products that we're featuring, new products that we're featuring on Rave Pubs today. So I want you to go over to RavePubs.com and check out two stories. The first is Acer has come out with a home projector aimed at the gaming market. But what's interesting about this is it is priced at $700, around $700, but also it has not only 3D capable and 2D to 3D up conversion, but it's specced at around 3,000 ANSI lumens. So that's pretty impressive for a $700, actually almost close to $800 projector. Even at that price, that's pretty impressive. So it's 1920 by 1080. Again, 3,000 ANSI lumens spec. Now, we don't have any way of verifying that because and manufacturers do fudge their ANSI specifications, but let's say they're fudging at 30%. That would still mean 2,000 ANSI lumens projector, $700 for a 1920 by 1080 3D capable projector aimed at the gaming market would be very interesting. Now, again, they're aiming it at the gaming market, which is the fastest growing segment of the home AV market is home gaming. In fact, in 2012, over $6 billion worth of virtual goods were purchased in the video game market. Now, to put that in perspective, in 2012, only approximately $2.5 billion worth of products were sold in movie theaters, meaning popcorn, soda, hot dogs, that kind of stuff, $2.5 billion worth. But there was $6 billion worth of virtual products purchased by online gamers, meaning weapons that make their players more powerful, more players, more worlds, different levels. $6 billion worth of stuff spent on that in 2012. Only $2.5 billion worth of popcorn, soda, and candy at movie theaters. So don't count the gaming market out when it comes to home integration. Speaking of the home, Savant has called Ube's bluff, as I said, on our lead story on ravepubs.com right now by launching a Wi-Fi thermostat. Theirs is similar to the technology used by Ube, which is that company that is brand new that's aimed at the home market, sort of a do-it-yourself market. So the Savant system works standalone or works with a Savant control system, home control system, and you can check out all the details of that at ravepubs.com. It is Wi-Fi enabled. You just plug it in and it works. Again, you don't have to use it with a Savant system. You can use it with your existing Wi-Fi network, or you can plug it into a Savant AV system and control it completely through the Savant AV system. It does have a LCD backlit display. It is dual mode. And it's Wi-Fi enabled. So check it all out at ravepubs.com. So that's my daily rants and raves for today. I'm raving about two products, questioning the ANSI lumen specification on the Acer projector. But even if they're fudging it by 30%, a 2,000 ANSI lumens projector would still be priced well at around $800 for the home gaming market at 1920 by 1080. This is Gary K with my daily rants and raves. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And of course, next week we'll be broadcasting live from the Digital Signage Expo in Las Vegas.